This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The space shuttle Discovery docked with the International Space Station this morning. Just before docking, the astronauts piloted the craft into a backflip so they could photograph the shuttle's underbelly to check for damage. A chunk of insulating foam broke off during Discovery's liftoff, though it didn't hit the craft. But that's what happened 2.5 years ago when a piece of foam hit the Columbia shuttle. The Columbia later broke apart as it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. Now NASA has put future shuttle flights on hold. Here's NPR's John Hamilton.
Cameras caught the chunk of foam tearing away from Discovery's external fuel tank. That happened Tuesday, just before the shuttle left the atmosphere. Wayne Hale, who's in charge of the mission's management team, told reporters the timing was fortunate.
If this had come off earlier, we think that it would have been really bad. So it's not acceptable.
Hale said the air was extremely thin by the time the piece broke loose, so it could not have driven the foam into the shuttle with much force. And video appears to show that the foam did not strike anything. Even so, the incident brought back memories of Columbia's demise. During its launch, a piece of foam punched a 16-inch hole in the leading edge of one wing. When the craft re-entered the atmosphere days later, it broke apart. All 7 astronauts on board died. Bill Parsons is the space shuttle's program manager. He said the ongoing problems with foam left him no choice but to postpone future flights.
You can say that means we're grounded or whatever terminology you want to use, but right now, until we understand this problem and until we're ready to say that we've fixed it and we can say that we're safe to go fly, we're not going to go fly.
Parsons said a close inspection of images taken during the launch showed that foam came off of other parts of the fuel tank as well. Those included an area that had been completely redesigned since the loss of Columbia. NASA has already spent more than 2 years and hundreds of millions of dollars trying to prevent foam from breaking away from the fuel tank. Engineers eliminated foam from the area that caused the Columbia disaster, and they've changed the way the foam is applied. Parsons said NASA will take as much time as necessary to come up with new solutions.
I don't know if that's a month. I don't know if that's... Three months. I don't know how long that is right now. So we've got a lot of work to do in front of us to figure that out, and we'll go do that.
That work is likely to affect the shuttle Atlantis. It had been scheduled to fly in September. The new problems emerged just a day after NASA celebrated a successful launch billed as the agency's return to flight. Parsons struggled to describe how he felt when he learned that the foam had failed again.
You know, you don't like to use the word disappointed because we like to be optimistic about what we're looking forward to. And this was a wonderful day when we launched the shuttle yesterday. And, I mean, we came away thinking, what a perfect day, what a perfect launch. This was just beautiful. When we came away from that, I personally am disappointed.
The good news is that the foam apparently has not jeopardized the current mission. Hale said that so far, inspections of Discovery show no damage worse than a chipped tile on its belly.
Are we concerned about this? We're treating it very seriously. Are we losing sleep over it? Not yet.
NASA officials expected to get a better look at the tiles as Columbia approached the International Space Station. The orbiter is expected to complete its mission of bringing supplies and new equipment to the station and taking away trash. John Hamilton, NPR News.